This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Dan Woods. An innovative online program developed by former Southeast Missouri State University nursing professor Dr. Linda Heitman has reached more than 5,000 nursing students nationwide and is continuing to expand. The program educates nurses about organ and tissue donation. To learn more about the impact of the program and how it got started, I spoke with Dr. Heitman on the television program Focus on Southeast.
So this all goes back to the beginning, I guess. There was a call for grants by Mid-America Transplant, and that's how this all sort of started. So take us from there.
Yes. 2017, Mid-America Transplant put a call out to all universities in their service region for ideas for projects with them. And so in 2017, I responded to that, wrote a grant to create an online program for nursing, undergraduate nursing students. I'd taught long enough to know that, and I taught critical care, so I was aware of the fact that there was nothing in the major textbooks that we were using, in the top five textbooks that I had looked at as I to explore this.
Yeah,
nothing was in there about organ and tissue donation.
Yeah.
So it was just not being taught universally. Individual programs might have something, but nothing really substantial, and certainly nothing affiliated with an organ procurement organization. And so the grant was accepted, and I worked with a team from Mid-America Transplant in St. Louis, and we worked for 2 years to create this. It was a 2-year project, and then launched it in 2019. So since 2019, we, in December, had reached 5,000. I just tabulated the numbers the other day. We're close to 6,000 now that nursing students have been taught. So we're very, very pleased with that result and hope that it will be impactful. And we think it is for organ donation.
Well, and I asked you, I was surprised when you said it wasn't really taught, but it wasn't for whatever reason, I guess. But this kind of all starts with nurses, doesn't it?
It does.
And that's what you told
me. Nurses are at the bedside and identifying donors, the first line to do that as a rule. And so it's imperative that they have accurate information. It's really a specialty. There's so many things a nursing curriculum has to cover. You know, and this is seems like a sort of a minute piece, but it's an important end-of-life decision. There are many end-of-life decisions. As a staff nurse in the ICU, I became familiar with those, like nurses do, and this is just one of many. But it's really important to get the information out, to educate nurses who then can in turn educate their families and people they know, so that you're not making that decision in a time of stress or duress in a hospital. Hopefully this has been a discussion families have had, you know, as a unit. And those things are decided before you have to make the decision.
Yeah. Let's talk a little about the platform. And there are four modules in it. Let's talk through those, what it looks like.
Yeah, we have the introduction of the platform. There are four, and then there's obviously one for the process of donation. They have a virtual tour of Mid-America Transplant in St. Louis, the offices where the old arena used to be in St. Louis.
Okay.
And located there. And so it's a facility, a freestanding facility. Mid-America Transplant was the first organ procurement organization in the nation to have a freestanding recovery center. In the early days, in the 80s, here in Cape Girardeau and everywhere else, you've seen movies of places where doctors would fly into a hospital and retrieve the organs, and they'd carry out little igloo coolers,
coolers
and get on the plate and go back.
Yeah.
Mid-America recognized the need, Mid-America Transplant and St. Louis recognized the need to have a freestanding facility for many reasons. One, time.
Yeah.
Time is of the essence when you're doing these procedures, and also proximity to medical centers. So they were close to four hospitals that did transplantation, St. Louis University, Barnes Jewish, Cardinal Glennon, and Children's. So the platform also deals with then the nurse's role. Another module is a nurse's role, the nursing role, and it outlines what the nurse has to do. And the final one is really about family support and bereavement, and what the what Mid-America Transplant does to support donor families, not just at the time of the donation, but beyond.
Yeah.
And one of those things that they do is the establishment of the family house in St. Louis, which is in the Dogtown region of St. Louis. And this is a facility that is made available to families awaiting transplantation to be near these teaching hospitals or for patients who have received transplantation and really are not ready to go back home to their mm-hmm. to their wherever they may live, because right. it's, I think, 170 counties that MidAmerica serves. So it's
huge.
From St. Louis all the way to Jonesboro, Arkansas. And we cover all of that area and all of St. Louis, and then Kansas City has their own OPO as well. But MidAmerica Transplant covers a very large region.
It's huge. And the program, the modules are at universities, I guess.
They're in schools of nursing at universities, yes. And we've had 12 universities, all the major ones with the schools of nursing that have baccalaureate nursing programs. And it's our belief that that's an important place to start, because they'll be the nurses who'll be in the hospitals identifying these donors.
What has the reception been from the universities and the programs and the nurses who are going through it?
It's been very positive, and I think one of the elements of the modules is a form that we have for the students to pose questions to them and let them respond in a narrative format to those questions. And one of the questions is, have you ever had a personal experience with donation? And probably the most startling thing to me was that we have averaged those responses being at 50%. Their grandfather, their grandmother, their grandparents, their parents, someone at school, someone at church, someone down the street, mm-hmm. in the community, they had some connection. And obviously, particularly if you get into Southeast Missouri and farther, there's a lot of smaller towns and communities where people really know each other,
yeah.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's something that I just didn't expect that high a number that they would be. And then they would share some of those stories and the impact that it had on them. And those narratives have been extremely profound for those of us who have read them and looked at them, and we've been very moved by that. So we know we're doing something we feel is really, as they call it, the gift of life.
The gift of life.
And so it makes it available to people in this region.
We're going to take a break here in just a minute. But how do you shop the modules around? Does MidAmerica offer this to universities? How does it leave and continue to spread?
It is free to any school of nursing in the MidAmerica Transplant service region.
Okay.
So it's we have contacted them, and we have been doing that since obviously 2019. So and it's free of charge. There's no charge for this. So
yeah.
It's something that is really self-regulating in terms of teaching it, because obviously it's online and we oversee it.
Yeah.
And make sure that it runs smoothly.
Are they surprised when you tell them it's free?
Very.
People don't hear that very,
very
often anymore,
yeah.
do they?
You don't get online platforms for education free very often. No. So, but that is how strongly MidAmerica Transcends believes the message has to go out, that education
yeah.
is the key
yeah.
to getting this word out.
This is Focus on Southeast. I'm Dan Woods. We're continuing our conversation with Dr. Linda Heitman about organ and tissue donation. MidAmerica Transplant and the university have really teamed up and partnered to do this. Talk about how the university and MidAmerica are getting this done. It's really amazing collaboration.
The university's IT department serves as the hub of this whole project. Dr. Floyd Lockhart is my right and left hand in this, and he oversees all of the IT connections with all of these universities. It's a pretty remarkable thing that the IT department does and the role that Southeast plays, because without that, it wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
It's online. So having the highest quality of management of this is extremely important, because these schools depend on that in a timely fashion.
Yeah.
Time, accuracy, availability, you know, all of those things are crucial to making it work. It would not happen without that. So it's an incredible role that the university plays in servicing all the people of the region. They're providing this message to go out, this end-of-life decision to go out throughout the entire Southeast mm-hmm. region and Southeast region and beyond. So it's a vital role, and they are essential to the success of it.
A real service
very
to the region.
So. Yeah. Very much so.
The Organ Donor Memorial, there's one at the River Campus. Let's
yes.
talk about that a little bit, and we'll have a picture we'll put up while we're talking. Talk about how that came to be.
We are one of two. The original piece of sculpture that's done, the donor memorial, is outside. It's in the donor plaza outside of MidAmerica Transplant in St. Louis. And it's obviously
yeah.
quite large.
Yeah,
you can
yeah,
see
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
yeah. And it's pretty large. And then
yeah.
MidAmerica wanted to provide a place in the different communities that they service,
yeah.
that there would be a place for donor families to go and honor their loved ones. The first one was done at Jonesboro, Arkansas, at St. Bernard's Hospital there, and I was privileged to be at that
okay.
dedication. The second one was here, on the river campus.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful spot. It was dedicated last year. The sculptor is Don Wiegand from St. Louis. His studio is there. Anyone from St. Louis and many places would know of his work if you've been to Bush Stadium.
Yeah.
Mr. Bush's sculpture and others have been done by Mr. Wiegand. And also he does work for NASA, for the Vatican, on and on.
Yeah.
So he's a master sculptor, and it's a beautiful piece of work. And I would encourage anybody just to go by, and if you're walking on that trail behind the river campus and that sidewalk, you could see it. It's particularly stunning at night. So it's a beautiful location for this, and it offers the people of Southeast Missouri a place to go to remember their loved ones and to honor them there, not just for the families, but for all of us.
Yeah. There's a special story that we want to share. I went to school in Neelyville, Missouri, Neelyville High School.
Yes.
Go Tigers. But there's a story a real precious story of Mr. Allen, who used to teach. Talk about that, because this will be a story that's going to really relate to a lot of people in the region.
Well, you know, for a long time, people felt like age limited who could be an organ donor.
Mm-hmm.
And that has dramatically changed through the years. And we, Cape Girardeau, had at St. Francis Medical Center the oldest donor in the nation. We have the oldest donor in the nation from Cape Girardeau. And he was 98 years old. And I'll let you, I know you have connection with him, so I want you to be able to speak of him.
But
he donated his liver to a 72-year-old lady who did very, very well, which is a remarkable thing.
Mr. Allen taught VOAG at Neelyville High School for 40 years. His wife was my fourth grade teacher, who used to really grill us on our multiplication tables. They were sweet, sweet people, and this was just such a sweet story. He had a whole life of service. He was in the military for many, many years, and he taught for 40 years. And then he made this donation just to help this lady continue to live, a gift of life, as she said.
Yes, and at 98 years of age. So that's a remarkable thing. And I was speaking to Kevin Lee, who's the CEO of Mid-America Transplant, not long ago, who said he was investigating that they think it's possible that Mr. Allen could be the oldest donor in the world. So that's quite an accolade there. So it's remarkable, and it's even more remarkable that you knew him.
Yeah, he was 98 years old when he made that donation. You talked earlier about how most all of us know somebody who's been impacted by a donation. And when we talked on the phone last week, I didn't think about that until you said it. And then I realized I know someone in Neelyville who My sister's father-in-law had a heart transplant years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think about it until you said that. But, you know, so we all probably have a story or a connection to this organ.
Yes, and when you realize that today 100,000 people are waiting for organs, and the gift of life, such as Mr. Allen gave so generously, can save 8 people. And that's just for the vital organs. And tissues can save even more than that, up to 75.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's a remarkable gift. But it's imperative and very important that people make this decision, make it known that you're not just on your driver's license, but to be registered on the organ donor registry. You can look it up online and have access to it that way. And to make sure your physician, your family, even your clergy, your pastor, priest, whoever you may have, is aware of what you want to do, and everyone's in agreement that to honor your wishes.
And you said it's important to have these conversations and have a plan long before someone's in the hospital bed and you're trying to decide what do we do. I think they mentioned they wanted to donate organs. Somebody says, "Well, no, they didn't." That needs to be done well in advance.
Yeah. Yes, the discussion needs to take place, and having a form of an advance directive. A lot of people feel like living wills are what they want to have, but in the state of Missouri, a living will is only active if the patient's terminal, and it's only for the state of Missouri. If you go to another state, that the living will for Missouri is no longer viable. So the best option is a power of attorney for health care, where you name 2 proxies that will help honor your wishes, and that document has to be notarized, and it is nationwide.
So that's the best way to go.
Best way to go. And it can be done. You can download one of the forms off of the American Bar Association website. Many places make them available to you. I think the public library, different places. I'm not sure all the places you can get them, but they're accessible. It does not have to be a costly thing to do. And then, of course, those copies of those should go to your family and people that make your decisions.
We decided to do this, and we wanted to talk, was you wanted to get this in people's minds, so maybe this is something they can have a little education about it and feel like
Absolutely.
Them, maybe they can have a, right? How important is that?
Absolutely. So they can, if it is a decision they wish to make, it's another end-of-life decision, it's their choice, you know, and for theirs to make. And anyone that shares this message, everyone working on this broadcast, I always say this, said this to my students, and I say it to everyone else that helps in any way to get this message out. If you are helping share the word, you stand at the bedside of every transplant recipient, and you're part of this gift.
Yeah.
So it's a very important thing to do, and it's also a very helpful and generous thing to do.
Yeah, Dr. Linda Heitman, so good to visit with you. Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
We've been going public with Dr. Linda Heitman about an online program she developed in partnership with MidAmerica Transplant to educate nurses about organ and tissue donation. To hear more interviews like this, visit krcu.org. And don't forget to subscribe to the Going Public podcast. It's available wherever you get your podcasts.